Now that we know about Python, the next question is, how do we get started? Well, the first thing that we're going to need is somewhere for Python to run. Python is an interpreted language, so you will need a runtime in which Python can execute. And fortunately, all that you need to do is head on over to python.org/downloads, and you can go ahead and grab it from there. And if I bring up that little site, you'll notice there is python.org, and I've got downloads right here, and I could click on downloads, and then I can go ahead and install Python right from there. Now, I'm not going to walk through how to do the installation. I'm assuming that you know how to install something onto your particular operating system of choice. But what I do want to highlight here is you may notice as you're poking around inside of this site that it references Python's version 3. In my case, 7, or Python 2. And you might be wondering, well, which version should I use? And the answer really is Python 3. Python 2 is there for legacy support. Now, you will notice some applications still require Python 2, and that's fine, and that will come up from time to time. But for the applications that you're going to be creating, you really do want to be using Python version 3. The next thing that we'll need is something in which to write Python. And in our case, we're going to be utilizing Visual Studio Code. Now, if you want, you could go ahead and use Notepad or Emacs or, you know, fill in the blank from here. But VS Code is going to give you a lot of fantastic support for getting in and writing your Python. Now, in order to install VS Code, you can just head on over to code.visualstudio.com and, again, walk through the installation for your particular operating system. The last thing that we're going to need is a little plugin for Visual Studio, and I already have that up on my browser here. And that is going to help enable some additional functionality for Python inside of VS Code and help give you a better experience when you get in and start writing your code. You'll notice that when Susan and I get in and we start writing our Python and VS Code says, hey, did you want to use this? Hey, did you want to use this? All of that is there because of that Python extension. Again, all of the URLs that you're going to need are listed right there. I'm going to go ahead and break this video, and then we'll come back and do a real quick demo on how to install the extension inside of VS Code.